Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Joe Biden legalizing election theft and signing executive orders he has no idea what's on them and getting $2 trillion stimulus passed. All right. Yeah. By the numbers, $2 trillion in stimulus would cost every American taxpayer $5,000. It's a little bit more than that, but $5,000 every American citizen. But don't worry, Biden said he'll give some Americans back $1,400. And that's called boosting the economy. What kind of retard math is that? That's a new one to me. That's the Common Core math right there. Hey, listen now. The economy is in a real bad state. We need to get it back up. We need to get it back up and humming, and we're going to do that. Oh, really? You're going to open up the businesses again? You're going to let businesses be free? You're going to let America be free again? Oh, God, no. Of course not. What we're going to do is we're going to take $5,500 from every American. Huh? That doesn't seem to be working very well for anybody. How is that going to stimulate anything? Well, you didn't hear the good news. Oh, what's the good news? Some of you are going to get $1,400 back. That's good news? So the best winner in that situation is an American that just lost $4,000. That's your politicians. That's the American government. That's our Congress. That's our president. Clown world, la la land. I mean, it's just completely out of control. It's totally out of control. We don't even have the basic logic and common sense or even the will to fight for it to say, hey, you keep talking about the economy and you keep saying how we need to get businesses back to normal. Well, why don't you take your, it's like, if I'm choking a guy, in fact, somebody from the crew come in here. I need a volunteer. I need to choke somebody out. I'm serious. I need to do a live depiction here of the new government stimulus. I need a volunteer in here right now. Do I need to do it to myself? I can't do it to myself. Although I guess it would actually make more sense if I'm doing it to myself. You have been volunteered as tribute. Come on up here. Come here, American. Come here, American. I'm not going to hurt you. I love you. I'm the federal government. Come here, American. Come here. Come here. Now breathe, damn it. Breathe. Breathe, American. Come on, breathe. Breathe. All right, get the hell out of here. You're welcome. You're welcome for that. See? I just gave you stimulus. How does my stimulus package taste? I'm sorry, folks. I mean, it's just a joke. And but see, the average American has no idea what's going on. And the average cable news network won't tell them what's going on. So they just continue to get away with it. So Biden just signed an executive order. They're going to steal every election to kingdom come from here on out. And so here's why I just choked my cameraman. Because they are literally choking us and telling us we need air as they're choking us. It's like, you need air. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you breathing? Because you have your damn hands around my neck. Hey, you really need some air. Here, let me pump some air back into you. And then they like put you on a ventilator or something as they're choking you still. It's like, hey, all you have to do is take your hands off my neck. All you have to do is let me breathe. No. We can't take the hands off the neck. But we will give you a stimulus and we will put a breathing tube down your nostrils. Okay? But we're not going to take our hands off of your neck. So that's the analogy. Oh, the economy is suffering. We got to do something about this. Okay, you're going to let us reopen? You're going to give us the free market again? Well, of course we're not going to do that. No, 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 no. You don't get to be a free American. But maybe we'll give you $1,400. Maybe. Maybe.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Oh, it's out of control. The government tyranny. But they want us to get used to them being in total control of our elections, total control of our money. So there's no more free market. There's no more free elections. It's just total federal control. But that pretty much sums it up, this joke meme right here. This show, it's a prank show. I forget what it's called, but these guys sit behind the scenes, and they have like a microphone, and they have an earpiece in the guy. Impractical Jokers, thank you. And so, very popular show, and so they basically have a guy with an earpiece out, and they tell him what prank to do via the microphone. And so the joke is there's somebody behind the scenes telling Biden what to say to prank America. And so it's like the Impractical Jokers are in Biden's ear saying, tell everyone you're going to give him a stimulus check. Tell everyone you're going to give him a stimulus check. Tell everyone you're going to raise the minimum wage and give him a stimulus check. And then, of course, he never does it because that's the joke. Now, Biden can't remember what he said an hour ago, what he had for breakfast. So, you know. It doesn't really implicate Biden per se. But I was told too that they're using tax returns from 2019 to decide who gets stimulus. So when the economy was doing well, that's when they're going to take your tax return. So you could have been making it. Apparently the cap is $80,000 a year, I guess, is what they're saying. $80,000 a year if you made $75,000 a year. If you made less than that, then you qualify for stimulus, which of course would really only make sense if you did it while they had the economy shut down in 2020. But no, they're going to say it's from 2019. So let's say you had a restaurant or a gym or some other service and you did gangbusters in 2019, but then you got shut down from COVID in 2020 and you didn't make $30,000 a year. You don't qualify. I mean, this is evil stuff, man. And that's who we're dealing with. That's our politicians. That's Joe Biden, Chairman Joe. Good Lord. My God. I haven't even covered the rest of this news. It's incredible. So the Democrats have now put into law that they can steal your money and steal your elections. Okay? That's what they've done. You don't have to be honest about it. You can deny it. You can pretend it's not happening. But you can hope these people aren't that evil. No, they are. And this is what you get. And this is only the beginning. He hasn't even, he's his 47th day in office. Still hasn't done a press conference because he can't. Physically and mentally, he can't. But that's not even a story. I don't even talk about that. We have a man in the White House who doesn't even know he's in the White House. But that doesn't even get covered. And then they steal our money and they say, you're raining in money. Joe Biden is showering you in money. He's saving you from poverty as they're getting ready to set up the worst poverty in modern U.S. history. I mean, this is so evil, man. This is so evil. And you know, this is kind of the rub. This is a hard thing to explain, and I try to explain this a lot, but it's really hard to put into words. Folks, most people in media, specifically at the cable networks, and not all, you can tell some people out there actually care about America. Some people out there you can actually tell relate to you. Most people on TV, most people in mainstream press don't give a rat's ass about you or about the truth or about anything. And so they have never been in their discomfort zone. Their paychecks never stopped coming. They're still living high on the hog. They're still advancing in the asset column while the rest of America is suffering. So they don't get this. They've never been affected by this. And so they'd rather go on TV, say what they're supposed to say, and keep the paychecks rolling in. No, it really is this bad, folks. And just because you have a nice contract in television media or at the Washington Post or whatever, that's why they can't relate to any of this. The average U.S. politician now, or the lifelong politician now, the average person in Hollywood has no idea what normal life is like. They have no idea what the average American feels. They have no idea what the average American thinks. And quite frankly, it's sad because many of them probably even came from humble beginnings. But the ones that stick to those humble beginnings, they don't get it on the big stage. They get kneecapped if they don't go along with the anti-human agenda or the liberal propaganda. And they don't really care that they go along with it. They've already sold their soul and they're not suffering. So they view that as a good thing. And who knows, maybe some of them really do believe, yeah, we should kill all the humans. Of course, they're a problem. Get rid of them. Not everybody feels that way. Sorry. Some of us humans want to live. Some of us like to be free. I know that drives people like Bill Gates wild. But that's just how we feel, Bill. We like to be free, Bill. I like to breathe air. I know, radical thing. Radical thing, that human, pesky human wanting to breathe air. Got to shut him down. That pesky man over there likes to breathe oxygen and eat red meat. He is an enemy. You like to breathe air and eat meat? I will kill you. Well, I guess you're going to go ahead and try, at least. And that's what's happening with these vaccines right now. But, you know, hey, they just faked a pandemic and now they're forcing a vaccine into your arm that's a giant experiment worldwide. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? They just signed a $2 trillion stimulus check. You'll be lucky if you see a dime of it. Most of it will go to foreign countries. Yeah, just go about your day. Just go about your day. Biden just signed an executive order making all the election theft of 2020 law so that the Democrats or whoever could do, who wants to do it, has the will to do it, could do it from here on out. You'll have 500 million Americans voting by 2030, whether there's 500 million Americans or not. I don't see a problem with that. In fact, I mean, you know, I think Democrat logic, I think gay people should vote twice. Black people should vote 10 times. And white people probably just shouldn't vote at all. How about that? Would that be better? No vote for Whitey? No. Of course, the ultimate goal of the Democrats is no votes at all. But you have to nullify the vote first. You have to destroy the confidence in the election system first, nullify the vote first, then you can just end the vote altogether. Which is ultimately where the Democrats would like this to end up. All right, now, there is other news. I'm going to move on from the Biden catastrophe. He doesn't know where he is, but boy, oh boy, he can sure sign a bill to destroy this country, can he? Can't do a press conference, even though they say it's a time of national crisis. That's exactly when you do a press conference, actually. Yeah, huh? So they say, hey, Joe, they asked Joe Biden's press secretary, why isn't Joe doing press conferences? She says, well, it's a time of national crisis. It's exactly when you do press conferences, hon. You're not such a bright one, are you? No. So this is who runs our country now. Nancy Pelosi, who, oh boy, I mean, geez. And then Joe Biden, who can't even talk, but just signs an executive order when they put it in front of his face. It's not good. All right, but I'm going to move on. Folks, remember InfoWarsStore.com, last chance for free shipping store-wide, and we've just got Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. I know I'll be stocking up on that one. All the vitamins and minerals and nutrients you need packed into one powerful formula, exclusively available, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And whoa, it's 50% off too. I didn't realize that. And it's 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bail me out. Go shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Cameraman's going to sue me for choking him. We got an HR complaint, so I'm going to need some bailout cash here. I'm joking. I'm not kidding, though, for real. No, I'm not. Final hours, though. I'm not joking about this. Final hours, though, of free shipping store-wide. Final hours of the 10% on the emergency food special. So once tomorrow comes, those specials are over, folks. Take advantage of those before it's too late. So go buy emergency food from InfoWarsStore.com right now, or I'm going to come into your family room and give you the cameraman treatment. No, I'm kidding. We love the audience, obviously. You guys make it possible for us to be on air. Don't take InfoWars for granted, folks. Continue to fund us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will stay in this fight till the bitter end or the glorious beginning. So I want to move on here to some other news. And I've just been told apparently a fight has broken out today at some Bed Bath & Beyond melee over a mask versus a non-mask. Oh, here it is right there. The crew has the foot. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Oh, my gosh. The carnage. And a fourth comes in. Oh, look at the training. They've been trained well there at Bed Bath & Beyond. Notice how she's using all of her momentum and leverage, even the floor's leverage. Oh, a phone goes flying. That's a new iPhone 10 Max. Somebody's going to have a souvenir in the audience. Elbows going thrown now. Oh, she's back up on 2 feet. She's got her in a full Nelson headlock. Oh, now the men are getting it. All the men are involved now. Oh, bellies are out and everything. As onlooking customers say, I'm just trying to buy some skin cream. Oh, it's unbelievable. A melee at Bed Bath & Beyond. Some in masks, some without masks. Everybody bringing the in COVID now. It's all one giant family. Yeah, you go over there, you go over here. I'm trying to check out. No, ma'am, you got to wear a mask. I don't wear a mask. Why don't you put a mask up your ass? Oh, she didn't like that. Oh, it's round two building now. Oh, they're going to escort her out as she's got her mask in her hand, breathing in all the COVIDs. This is what they have done to our society over a fake pandemic. Wow. Jeez. It is total insanity at this point. So, yeah, I'm going to tell you to wear a mask, and then when you don't, I'm going to literally rub my face into your body. And I'm going to wrestle you on the ground where everyone's dirty shoes from the mall and the mall bathroom have been walking all day. Is this peak stupidity? No, actually, it's not, but it's close. We're getting there. Just you wait. We are getting there. Soon it'll be a COVID anal swab. Let me see your anal swab result. I demand it. Let me smell it, too, just to know it's real. It's Bed Bath and butt swabs. So there you go. But look at how ridiculous it all is. So Texas is set to 100% reopen. No mask mandate starting on Wednesday. Gavin Newsom's response says it's absolutely reckless. And then the very next day gives a speech and announces that he's loosening California's lockdown. Oh, I thought that was absolutely reckless. No, I guess it wasn't so reckless. I guess it was your tyranny that was so politically reckless, and that's why you have 2.5 million signatures calling for your recall in California, Newsom. The World Health Organization thought they could pull a fast one on you. As of June of 2020, the World Health Organization said this about herd immunity. Herd immunity is the indirect protection from an infectious disease that happens when a population is immune, either through vaccination or immunity developed through previous infection. Now, even that's propaganda, but they want to say vaccine is herd immunity. No, that's not true, but fine. But at least they admitted in June that herd immunity was also through natural immunity. Well, as of today, and to our record, it looks like this was changed in November of 2020, they've now changed the definition of herd immunity to herd immunity is a concept used for vaccination in which a population can be protected from a certain virus if a threshold of vaccination is reached. So no longer is there natural immunity, no longer is there natural herd immunity, according to the World Health Organization, only through vaccines. How convenient for Big Pharma. How convenient indeed. Newsom has a new COVID equity plan. Isn't that nice? COVID equity plan, which will vaccinate 2 million Latinos first or California won't reopen. Okay, that seems logical and scientific, doesn't it? Your employer can ask whether you've received the COVID vaccine or even require it, says the Washington Post. That would suck. Swelling after COVID-19 shots may cause cancer false alarms. Now, again, this is incredible. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I reported this weeks ago because we're just telling it like it is and just putting two and two together. So when we saw 2 weeks ago, guys, see if you can find the headline. I remember I made a huge deal of it that day on the news, and then Alex came into the studio. And I said, COVID vaccines are causing false, so we're told, positive for cancer screenings. Now, that wasn't what the media was saying at the time. The story was, don't get a COVID vaccine and then go get a mammogram or get your mammogram before the COVID vaccine. And we just read in between the lines that it's saying that it's causing false positives for breast cancer. But see, they didn't actually say that. They just said, oh, just don't do it. We just don't do it. And it's having some weird results. No, we saw what it was. So, but now they're admitting it. Now they're saying vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine is causing false positives for cancer. False positives until they're not. Until they're not false positives. How do we know they're not real positives? I guess we'll find out, won't we? In an amazing report, the CDC says only one child died of the flu in the last year. Yeah. Flu's gone, didn't you hear? Oh, you didn't know. The flu has now been rebranded as COVID. You must have missed out on that one. Yeah, this whole thing is just the flu, or just a flu variant, man-made in a lab. So first they did a worldwide experiment releasing a man-made virus. Now they're doing a worldwide experiment seeing how deadly their vaccine, which is gene therapy, is. It's amazing, isn't it? So you've just been a part of two massive worldwide human experiments. Congratulations to you. First was the releasing of the man-made virus and tracking and tracing its spread. And then was the releasing of their gene therapy promoted as a vaccine to see what the response to that would be like. The cancer, the Guillain-Barré, the death. Some may actually get some sort of weird superhuman response even, but they're all testing it right now. It's all being tested right now. Should you get one shot? Should you get two shots? Should you get three shots? They're still debating that. They don't know. Should you wear one mask, two masks, three masks, 10 masks? Well, it's whatever the hell the government tells you to do. Don't you know? You're a slave to Big Pharma now.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad. Things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Sunday Night Live, following the Sunday Alex Jones Show, 6 to 8 p.m., hosted by myself. I'll be hosting with Tom Papert tonight, and he's got some special guests coming on. I've got some other news I want to cover before we do hand over the baton to Tom Papert coming up. You know, I almost don't even want to say what's happening tomorrow. Because I kind of want there to be an element of surprise here. But let's just say the liberals in Texas are really, really upset that we're taking our masks off. I mean, so we'll just leave it at that, because kind of want there to be an element of surprise. But just make sure you're watching the Alex Jones Show tomorrow, and you'll see firsthand what I'm talking about. But again, the hypocrisy, panic over COVID, so you, the American, has to sacrifice everything. But the CDC is letting the migrant shelters fill to 100% despite the COVID concern, even though Jen Psaki said they wouldn't be doing that. Remember that one? He said, no, we're not going to be doing that. But you are doing that. And now it's, once again, happening. So they come in illegally, they get immediately released, and they're testing positive for COVID. Hundreds, thousands testing positive and being released into our country. But you, the American, you, the dirty American, no. Nope. Now, but see, the irony here is not lost on me. And it goes deeper. What did we know about this virus really out of the gates, which is now even more known with science? Obesity is the key driver of a nation's COVID death toll, according to a global study. Now, if you think about it, America is probably the least healthy country on earth. Probably the most obese country on earth would be the United States of America. And so if you do believe it hit the American, the USA worse than any other country, well, maybe that would be why we're the fattest. Comes with our ease of access, our gluttony, and the promotion of obesity by mainstream media. So remember, though, this is all liberal programming. It's all leftist propaganda telling you being obese is healthy. Here was, remember last month's Cosmo headline with the fat chicks on it? Remember those? This is healthy. And you had all the covers of 300-pound women, obese women, on the cover of Cosmo magazine saying this is the new healthy. This was just one of the models, though. This is just one of the covers. They had a bunch of different covers, a bunch of different, all big women, all obese, over 300 pounds easily. And they promote that as healthy. They say, this is healthy for you women. Fat is healthy. Obese is healthy. Don't let actual science and statistics and what we know about health decide what we is healthy or not. No. If you want to be a big fat hog molly, then just say it and you're healthy. I'm a big fat fatty and I'm healthy. Good for you. I weigh 340 pounds as a 20-year-old woman and I'm proud of it. That's right. I'm probably going to have diabetes by the time I'm 40. Or a heart attack by the time I'm 50. Good for you. That's empowerment. That's all leftist propaganda. It's a death cult. Will they retract that story? Will they retract their propaganda telling women, be obese, it's healthy? No, it's not. It's even beyond that. We've known in science for years, bigger people have shorter lifespans. There's a million reasons. Not even for obese. You could be a bigger guy. You could be a 7-foot-tall dude in great health, but you have a shorter lifespan. Because the bigger you are, the more wear and tear and damage to your body, your heart, your liver, everything, just for daily function. Yeah, exactly. Being dead is healthy, according to Cosmo. So we now know the leading reason for COVID deaths is obesity, but don't let that get in the way of a good leftist propaganda movement to say that being fat is healthy. No, having a big fat stinking ass is not healthy. Excuse me. So hey, I don't care. It's your body. My body, my choice, right? You want to go be fat? That's not my concern. No, there's nothing. But don't sit here and lie that saying to people that that's healthy because you're brainwashing young children and you know it. And that's what it really is, isn't it? Speaking of the brainwashing, oh, we told you this was coming. I told everybody, buy all your favorite Disney movies on DVD. Disney Plus pulls Peter Pan, Dumbo, Aristocrats from children's profiles, warning of stereotypes, negative depictions. So what did I tell you? They want everything digital so that you can't even choose what you want to watch. So they want actual brick-and-mortar movie theaters shut down because they could still screen whatever they wanted. They could screen an old Disney film. They could screen a local film. They could screen a documentary that they made. They don't want a theater full of people watching that. They want everything in their home, on the internet, watching what they prescribe to you, watching what they deem is watchable. So Peter Pan, gone. Dumbo, gone. Aristocrats, gone. That's just the beginning. Dr. Seuss, gone. Remember they were canceling it was a top-selling movie, probably really in reality is still the top-selling movie, Gone with the Wind, just with the new prices and how they promote it and everything. Every new movie becomes the number one box office seller. It really was probably still be Gone with the Wind. But that's canceled, too. You don't get to watch that American classic. It's all propaganda. Here's how the propaganda seeps into your mind and works effectively. This tweet was going viral, and it's been said in so many ways, but I'll just read the actual text here. You'll get it. In a DUI, we blame the drunk driver, not the car. When a terrorist blows something up, we don't blame the bomb, we blame the bomber. When a shooting happens, why does the left demand we blame and remove the gun and not the shooter? Where and why did the logic change? Because of propaganda and brainwashing. So let that be a lesson about how powerful fear and propaganda is in the media, that you can take a logical conclusion reached in similar scenarios that you reach every time logically in civilization, but for one different scenario with one different item, the logic changes. Why? That's because of propaganda. That's because of brainwashing. So I saw this story also going viral, and I was a little interested to find out the original source. And what I found out was actually worse than what I was trying to find out. But here's what was going headline. Times Trends. Kids are cute, but they're not really eco-friendly. So, in other words, don't have kids or kill your kids. And then they have a little graph here. Good for the earth if you... By not having babies, so they have activities that are saying, like, good or bad for the earth. Carbon, save the year. No, we need carbon. This is a carbon-based life form, a carbon-based planet. Plant needs carbon, and then we need plants. It's a beautiful thing. But, again, some people want all of this to end. I guess they're an alien takeover or something. Activity. Not having babies saves 58.6 tons of carbon a year. Avoiding flying. Living car-free. Washing your clothes, eating a plant-based food diet. Do you see everything they want? Heating your home. So this is everything they want eliminated. They don't want you to have kids. They don't want you to fly. They don't want you to travel at all. No cars, no washing your clothes, no heating or cooling your house, no eating meat. And so I plugged the story into a internet search, and what I came to find was this same story has been re-edited and republished and has been going around for 4 years. So for 4 years, leftist propaganda outlets are promoting not having kids. They're basically promoting the New World Order way, which is you own nothing, you have nothing, and just phasing humanity out, making the human experience so miserable and pathetic, and brainwashing you into not having kids or chopping off your kids' balls because they want to end humanity.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms, the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food. That's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot. And 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021. And then contractually, they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors. And they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this. So it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now. And it funds the InfoWars.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Every day at what the left has become in America. You now have them putting signs at grocery stores up, says black owned business, Latina owned business, woman owned business, because that's what you buy something over, is the color of someone's skin. Not racist at all. You have Code of Vets has now been restricted on Twitter's messaging service, so Code of Vets can't even direct message anymore. They've been suspended from that. You know, an organization that makes sure that veterans can have food on their tables and pay their bills and a roof over their head and get life-saving surgery. You know, who would want that to exist on Twitter? Twitter shut that down. That's real nice. On top of all the other things that I've covered so far here today, forcing you to wear a mask. They love that. Have you heard about BlueAnon? So remember, they faked. So first they lie about an insurrection on January 6th. Then they say, oh, there's a possible revolving ongoing threat of insurrection from Trump supporters. What a lie. But Democrats always tell the big lie over and over and over, and the average liberal American falls for it every time. And so nothing happened on March 4th. Now they're saying it's March 20th. And you go read these stories like from Newsweek, and they have anonymous sources saying, we're getting ready for March 20th. We'll be there. We're going to penetrate the building. All lies. All made up. Nobody's planning on going to D.C. Let me tell you something. The average Trump supporter, In fact, not even every Trump supporter, as far as I know, wants nothing to do with D.C. except the people that live there. Nobody wants to go back to D.C. They've turned our nation's capital into a communist hellhole. Why would I want to go to D.C. where I can't even get a hot meal or a cold drink? Why would I want to go to D.C. that's completely locked down in a military state by the Democrats? I wouldn't. Nobody would. So they have to make it up. So nothing will happen on March 20th. They just keep wanting to roll this thing out, and then they'll say, we need the National Guard here permanently because of an ongoing threat from Trump supporters. Lies, lies, lies. More lies. Blue Anon. So QAnon, that nobody wants to know who the identity is. It's amazing. It's amazing how that just happened still. Still no Republicans, still no Democrats calling for the QAnon person to step forward. Isn't that incredible? And, you know, I won't even say, but, you know, people would, what? I know who QAnon is. It's funny how none of them have ever wanted to release that ID either. Conveniently enough, it's the same conservatives in D.C. that would never stump out of their comfort zone for you. They would tell me how they know who QAnon is back when it was the number one trend. And I would just ignore it because I didn't care. I was never into QAnon. But it's funny how nobody wants to ID QAnon. Nobody wants to call for the revelation of QAnon. But we'll make up fake insurrection all day long. Now, last week a study came out how volcanoes are responsible for climate change, not humans. So, of course, in response to that, you had to have this major propaganda piece pushed out to cover up the big lie of global warming and perpetuate it. Humans, not nature, may be changing Atlantic hurricane cycles. Of course, no mention of the actual man-made weather in China and Russia and the United States. You notice how they never mention any of that. In all of the man-made climate change, man-made weather change phenomenons that we're told about, nobody ever mentions stratospheric injection aerosols. Nobody ever mentions the actual admitted weather manipulation that we do in China, in Russia, in the United States, in North Africa, in the Middle East. Nobody ever talks about it. Isn't that amazing? So you literally have man-made weather change, and it never gets talked about or promoted by the left. They just say, oh, you driving the car, you're responsible for it, not the actual government programs that are literally weather modification programs. This is our clown world that we live in. So you had major studies come out last week saying, no, volcanoes cause climate change, not humans. So they had to push this propaganda piece out to say, no, it is humans. It is you, dirty human. When it's actually, if you want to point to it, it's them doing their aerosol injections and everything else. And who knows what else happens? From all the chemicals they put in the sky, all the chemicals they put into the environment, all the chemicals they put into you. So, again, InfoWars, always next month's, next week's news today, just depends on the story. A fifth woman has now come out of harassment against Cuomo. I said once it got past three, expect the dam to break. But once it hit three, expect the dam to break. It's now five. And apparently there's one major person who is going to be coming out. And it's being teased by the original. Lindsay Boylan says this. I would be so ashamed if I were a senior woman in the Democrat Party right now and still silent on accusations against a powerful man in our party that everyone has heard rumors about for decades. Your silence enables more harm. You know who you are. You are shameful. Now, it's interesting, though, because is she talking about somebody with Cuomo? Or is she talking about somebody with Biden? I think that's a fair question to ask. Because who's really a big, powerful man in the who's a senior woman in the Democrat Party who's silent on actions against a powerful man that everyone has had rumors on for decades? Is it Cuomo or is it Biden? And who would that senior woman even be? Wouldn't be Pelosi. Wouldn't be Maxine Waters. I wouldn't consider Kristen Gillibrand a senior woman. So very, very curious. But I do expect... I do expect there to be more coming forward, including a big name against Cuomo. Yeah, three more accusers and Cuomo will reopen New York to distract. But Cuomo has already had the New York State Legislature just vote to remove him from office. So is that for the nursing home deaths or is that for all the sexual harassment allegations? Just where they stand now. And I'm going to have Jim Hoft on with me on the War Room tomorrow. I'm going to be here hosting the Alex Jones Show tomorrow and the War Room. So you're going to want to tune into Jim Hoft tomorrow in the War Room. They just had another massive story. Where are the clauses of Pulitzer Prizes for the Gateway Pundit? Ballots in Arizona's Maricopa County found shredded and in a dumpster days before the audit was to begin. And they have the photos, they have all of it. It's all there. So what are they trying to cover up? Why won't Dominion ever testify at any of the government hearings? Why were they blocking out windows and cameras and kicking people out of the places where the ballots were being counted? And why are they shredding the ballots before the audit is to take place? Boy, I'll tell you, I mean... I'm not a super genius or anything, but I think somebody was hiding something. Just, I don't know, just call it a hunch. I think somebody is hiding something here. What could it be? Not that they stole the election from Trump for Biden, though. That couldn't be it. No way. Biden was so popular. Didn't you see his huge rallies with everybody? Oh, wait, that was Trump. Didn't you see, though, every time Biden does a speech online, it gets millions of views? Oh, wait, that was Trump. No, it was Biden that had nobody show up at rallies. He didn't even have rallies. He didn't even campaign. It was Biden that can't even get 1,000 people to tune into his live streams. Hell, it's Biden that doesn't even know where he is. So, but I'd say somebody's hiding something. I'd say somebody's hiding something in Pennsylvania. Somebody's hiding something in Georgia. Somebody's hiding something in Michigan. Somebody's hiding something in Arizona. Couldn't be election theft, though. We were told that that never happens. All right, folks, I'm going to be sticking around here. Tom Papert coming up as well. InfoWars Sunday Night Live. So I'll be sticking around, too. But once again, the radio transmission of this Alex Jones Show is concluding now. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com. Last night, the deals are over after tonight, 10% off emergency food. And free shipping store-wide. These deals are over tonight. So take advantage. 10% off emergency food and free shipping store-wide. That's a big one. Free shipping store-wide, folks. That special ends tonight. All right, stick around at band.video to the live streams. Can'tCensorTruth.com. I'll be right back with Tom Papert hosting Sunday Night Live. That does it for the Alex Jones Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.